What did the Supreme Court decide in Trump versus the United States, the presidential immunity case? I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. The court ruled that the president enjoys absolute immunity from prosecution for any crime he commits in furtherance of a core constitutional power. For example, because the pardon power is specifically mentioned, a bribe for a pardon? No problem! There's more. In addition to bestowing absolute immunity for crimes committed in furtherance of a core constitutional power, the former president now has presumptive immunity for any and all crimes committed in furtherance of official acts. Now, the court did not say exactly what official acts are. There'll be more hearings in lower courts on that. But Donald Trump claims that almost everything he did in office was an official act, including the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. It's a horrible decision. As the dissent says, it makes a mockery of the principle foundational to our Constitution and system of government that no man is above the law, relying on little more than its own misguided wisdom about the need for, quote, bold and unhesitating action by the president. The court gives former President Trump all the immunity he asked for and more. The Constitution, as the dissent says, should not shield a former president from answering for criminal and treasonous acts, except that, well, now, it does. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.